from the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
This Thursday, the 8th day of April, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, bringing you encouragement, education, engaging you, and empowering you with news that you can use. And I want to do a shout out to all of you that I met last night at Liberty First University. So many of you, in fact, I got home kind of late, and Terry's like, what have you been up to? And I said, class, and then talking after class, and coming up with great ideas on how to engage our culture for good and change. And one of the things that came out of the class yesterday is I stood up and I said, would help do a training in regards to how do we talk to our elected leaders about issues that we're concerned about, and how do we do it in a way that we'll get a response, right? Actually interact with people, and I'm looking forward to that. So next Wednesday, we've added an hour before Liberty First University at 6 p.m. We're going to do a little training, kind of a grassroots activist type training on how to effectively talk to people with honor, right, and effectiveness. And so I'm looking forward to that. And it was really fun to catch up and meet new people, and certainly listeners that have been listening here a long time. Thank you for saying hi, and thank you for tuning in. And it is really a privilege to be here with you each and every day and sharing what's happening here in the community. And I thank you for tuning in. So this show is brought to you by Safe Air Network, and I'm really excited about that, our new sponsor of the morning show. And it's really an opportunity. The Safe Air Network is an opportunity for you to make sure that your air and your surfaces are sanitized wherever you're at, whether it be your office, your manufacturing firm, your dental, your church, wherever you're at, making sure that you have safe air space. And I love it, the fact that it's 99.9% effective and in the air for 3 minutes. That's incredible. And what a great way to open up Oregon again with having safe air. So make sure that you're a part of the Safe Air Network. Go to safeairnetwork.com. And looking at the local news, there's some interesting news. In fact, there's a link, and I'll put this on our Facebook page as well. This is so exciting. And as Oregon opens up, friends, you have to remember, I moved here a year ago because I'm thinking of all the wonderful things that Oregon has to offer, all the beautiful things that Willamette Valley has to offer. And then it got shut down about 6 weeks after we moved here. So as things start opening up and we get to kind of some activities and some normalcy and community again, publicly, right, I get pretty excited. And here's something that's coming to the area. Salem, Oregon announced as host city of the Ironman, the new Ironman 70.3 Oregon Triathlon. Did you hear about this? Oh my goodness, this is pretty cool. They made the announcement April 12th, and the Ironman.com, IM703-Oregon. You can go and find out a little bit about it, but there's going to be an Ironman here this summer, and I think it's going to be outstanding. And so if you're an athlete and you like to swim and bike and run and do all of those things, there's an opportunity right here in our own backyard. It's going to take place July 25th. So put that on your calendar. And then here's some good news for those of you in the Independence area. The Independence State Airport was one of more than a dozen airports throughout Oregon that will receive a share of a $10.3 million grant for improvements at the airport, include better preparation for winter weather, runway repairs, improved guidance systems, and fencing, and so forth. So that's pretty good news. And then some other good news, of course, you know, I've been taking these classes on the Constitution, and many of you as well, the Liberty First University and then Patriot Academy, talking about how we know what our Constitution, what our rights are, right? Well, here at the Senators yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the Senate has approved SB 513, which will require Oregon high school students to take a semester of civics education before graduating. While the Oregon Department of Education already has standards for civics and government courses, SB 513 would carve out dedicated class time to focus on the principles of America's and Oregon's political institution. And that's coming from the Northwest Observer. And you can get more information from Northwest Observer by going to northwestobserver.com, and I'll put that link as well up on our Facebook page. And I want to encourage you, don't forget to get signed up and get registered for the Safe School Summit coming up on April 21st. You can go to parentsrightsined.org and get registered today. So we've got a lot going on. There's a lot of community events happening. I'll get to that a little bit more at the bottom of the hour. But first and foremost, I've been so excited this week because on Monday, guess what happened? Yes, we can start voting for the best of the Willamette Valley. And this year it's brought to us by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. And it's now open and you can vote every single day for your favorites. And I'm really excited to bring on the air with me today, Bill Cummings. Thank you, Bill, for being here today.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. We're excited. Things are progressing. The polls are, we're just...
You haven't broken just, in on it yet, have you?
No, but we're really working on it.
Oh, my goodness. I have watched on, because of, you know, I'm in a different place than I was a year ago because I was a newbie last year. And everywhere, because of the connections I made, so many of our businesses that we worked with are saying, hey, vote for us. We can vote. And there's been a lot of cross promotion going on, Bill, and it's been really exciting. People are excited. And I just want to thank you and your staff again for giving this opportunity for these businesses to tell their story. It really is a privilege to come alongside these businesses and our fellow community members and be good neighbors that way, right?
Yeah. And I love what we're doing this year by bringing in the best people that were voted the best with mm-hmm. our guests this morning. And, mm-hmm. and the month of April, we're doing this for the next three today and then two more Thursdays. Mm-hmm. But I was saying I was speechless because the number of votes that are coming in, it's almost three, four times what it was same time last year. So people are, it's relevant. People are loving it. Mm-hmm. The businesses are engaging. You know, it's hard to go on Facebook or Instagram and not see somebody touting the Carousel. They did a update video and they said, you know, mm-hmm. come in and vote for us at votebowe.com. And so it's great. And especially with friends like Willamette Valley Vineyard.
Yes, I'm really excited to have Spence Fogarty, right? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Estate General Manager. I love that title. So glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about why you're here today and who you represent.
Perfect. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate you having us here to help promote our wonderful vineyard. So we're here today to talk a little bit about our industry, our impact in the community. The best of is something we take pride in. It's something that we want all of our fellow Oregonians, our fellow Willamette Valley supporters to know about, all the hard work that we've put in over this past year. And then also, you know, for our out-of-staters and tourists coming into the area to know what's attractive, what reviews they can look at, and to where they can have a great time.
I think that's incredible because, you know, moving back to the Willamette Valley, one of the things I looked most forward to was going to the vineyard. And certainly because of your location, which is right along the interstate, right? And you have a beautiful view where you're at, and that caught my eye. And yet everything had been changed so drastically 6 weeks after I arrived here. Talk to us a little bit about how your vineyard and your event center, what happened to you when you got the news and what were you doing? Because you still are in production mode. You're still growing and you still got to take care of all of that. Talk to us a little bit through that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just as many other small businesses in 2020, you had to become innovative and pivot to how your business was run. I'm very proud of all the safety measures that we've put into place, you know, first and foremost to protect our staff and then customers. But we were closed for about 94 days in our tasting rooms, which can take a big hit. Mm-hmm. So some different things that we've done is moved to some things virtual. You know, mm-hmm. we have all these virtual tastings where we can send you wine to your house. You can talk to a winery ambassador and go through a wonderful tasting. We've made adjustments to how we farm and bottle to keep people distance, to make sure all of our staff is safe, that we get the product out to everybody. And then with a lot of our events, you know, we did have to cancel some of our bigger, larger scale events, but we've been able to be creative and make it a more intimate experience. So when people come out, they can have that approachability to have a one-on-one experience with one of our seasoned ambassadors.
So for those that aren't familiar with, and we do have people that listen to this show from all over the country, describe in words what your vineyard is like and what your event center is.
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, you would never think being right on I-5, a major highway, that you could have this beautiful vineyard where you really feel like you're out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're only about 10 minutes south of Salem.
I will say it's like you're in France or Tuscany. I mean, it's
lovely.
The rolling hills and, mm-hmm. and the vineyards. And
absolutely.
We could put the slide up right
yeah,
now and show
yeah,
people.
And show people yeah. You
but
see
go
it?
Ahead. Yeah,
it is. You're almost transcended into this kind of magical land.
Mm-hmm.
You see the rolling coastal hills. And when you're able to sit outside, drink some wine,
mm-hmm.
you know, it makes you really get into a special area.
That's great. And so you have an event center as well. And I'm guessing reunions, ceremonies, different kinds of ceremonies, weddings, things like that. What's your capacity there?
During normal operations, we can do probably around 400 people.
Incredible.
We've got a great outside sprawling space as the weather changes and we're getting mm-hmm. to the spring and summertime. But then different areas, you can have different events down in the cellar, which gives you a unique experience to be amongst the barrels.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you have some outdoor areas amongst our vines and within a lot of our landscaping that we've strategically placed so that you feel mm-hmm. In a special place.
Oh, that's awesome. And so now with the changes, though.
Is where the wine's actually being made, right? Mm. This is where the winemakers are. I think that's what's unique about, especially the Willamette Valley and at the Willamette Valley Vineyards, is that, you know, you can actually talk to the winemaker, right? Is that?
Absolutely. You're there.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and look over and watch our bottling line in activity, every bottle of Willamette Valley wines.
Right. You get a little sneak peek.
You do.
Yes.
It's kind of a behind the scenes look.
Yep.
And we do offer tours that run throughout so you can go through and mm-hmm. see the entire process. But you're correct. To be able to sit there, have lunch, and have a glass of wine looking at the vines that will turn into next year's vintage is pretty special.
I love it. What is the process time-wise? I mean, when is the fall? When do you start getting the grapes ready and all of those kinds of things? And I'm guessing you probably have blackberries and other things that you grow to make the wines. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's farming, and
mm-hmm.
so it's a seasonality to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now we're coming up to the bloom time where
mm-hmm.
we're getting basically our shoots are coming out
mm-hmm.
on the vines, and then we'll start to grow the fruit, and you'll see the harvest time comes right around September.
Okay.
Kind of late September is when we pick, and then it's a real crunch time to get all that fruit off the vines, into the presses, into where we can start the fermentation process, and it changes depending on the varietal,
mm-hmm.
but mostly around 10 months to 14 months sitting in barrel. And
how many acres of farmland?
Right now, we farm just over about 500 acres.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. And I know you have on your retail side, you have a tasting room there along with the event center, but you also have tasting rooms elsewhere. Talk to us about that.
We do. In the state of Oregon, so we have our main estate tasting room here right just south of Salem.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have one over in McMinnville, in downtown McMinnville, and then our Tualatin estate, which is over in Forest Grove.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Well, we're going to continue the conversation when we come back. So glad to have you tuning in today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Going to go to break, but we'll continue right after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's 46 degrees already, going to warm up to 55 degrees today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and yes, I wore my sandals today. Whenever I see 50 or above in the forecast, I break out the sandals. It's just kind of an old habit that I probably will never get over, and I am excited to have you tuning in this morning. We want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. If you need insurance for your business, your home, anything, actually, he can help you with, even pet insurance. I think that's pretty cool. Give Bill a call, 503 885-0789 and SunderlandAgency.com. Get a hold of Bill today. We're continuing the conversation. The best of the Willamette Valley, of course, voting just started. And Bill, thank you for joining me this morning, and Spence as well, as we continue the conversation. Bill, I have a couple of questions. Voting has started, and we have all these categories of people that people can vote for. And there, you have to click on the links and then see all the subcategories. And it's incredible. How many businesses? What's the total number, do you know?
This year we have over 1,900 competitors.
Incredible.
Competing for to be voted in the top 300 or so. So it's a real contest. It's not a participation thing. It's really we welcome everybody as long as you're that you're in business. Mm-hmm. Then and there's no cost. There was no cost to be nominated. There's no cost to vote. There's no cost to win. It's truly a contest where we are actually getting what the true public thinks.
Pretty organic, and that just fits right here in Oregon very well. And I know that you love supporting businesses, Bill, and I know that you were excited to have Willamette Valley Vineyards in here. And
absolutely.
And Spence, we're glad to have you here.
And Spence, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier, and there's a little, the vineyard is more than just local. So you grow some of your own grapes. But a couple years ago, the California wineries threatened the wine production in Oregon. Tell us a little bit about what the Willamette Valley Vineyards did to kind of combat that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very proud of what we started with a couple other wineries here in the valley, and it was called Oregon Solidarity. And in true Oregonian fashion, basically what happened was there was in southern Oregon some grape contracts that were pulled because of suspected smoke taint in the Rogue Valley. And we had some California companies that pulled those contracts at the last minute. And so what we did is band together and gone down there with a couple other vineyards and harvested all that fruit and brought it up and together made our Oregon Solidarity wines. And we did a Chardonnay, a Pinot, and a Rosé, and it had smashing success. And we were able to give back to those communities who still feel grateful to this day.
So that's wonderful. And that's what makes Willamette Valley Vineyards part of the best. I mean, that's because you're paying it forward. You're putting risk out there. But a lot of people feel a little risky about ordering wine. They, you know, whatever box is open, just, you know, pour me a glass. And nothing against the box wines. They all have their place. But share a little bit about what if people don't know a darn thing about wine, and, you know, the red, and put it in one of those glasses with the leg.
Absolutely. I think that wine has a misconception that it's only for a certain person or someone with a certain knowledgeable background in that product. But we like to say that we're very approachable, and I think wine should be approachable. Maybe, you know, you start out and you like just sweet wines, and that's something that you're used to, and you start out with a Riesling or a Muscat, and come out and we can talk to you about how the taste structure is going to be a little different. And you could come out and say, well, I taste watermelon in this, or in this one I taste a little bit more blackberry. And our goal is to have you like what you taste. We try to have suggestions on what we think it tastes like, but it's all about coming out and enjoying a beautiful product.
So I don't have to be a fussy person to enjoy wine.
You do not. You do not.
So sometimes in a restaurant, I'll see on a menu, like it'll be a filet mignon or a New York steak, and it says, this wine goes well with that. And I think that's called pairing, right? So do you ever do anything that helps people understand without having to order everything on the menu how to do that?
Absolutely. So we have, with our amazing menu by Chef DJ McIntyre, we have suggested pairings along with each food item. And so when people come out, we can give them a little taste and talk to them about how this wine would be sympathetic of what they're trying. We also do these pairing dinners where you could come out, and we just had one last night. We have one tonight as well, and we're doing them throughout the year.
Oh, wow. That sounds wonderful.
It's wonderful. You come out and we'll do a four-course meal where then you talk to a winery ambassador and the chef comes out and explains why he chose each ingredient to go with each wine.
Incredible. Wow. Because my understanding, and of course, I'm glad, Bill, you're asking mm-hmm. these questions because I'm a newbie to all of this, is that it enhances the flavor not only of what you're eating in the meal, but also in the wine when you pair them together. Is that kind of how that works?
Absolutely. It's a symphony of senses mm-hmm. in regard. You might have, just as you said, a red meat or something that's bolder, and you want a bolder red, like a cab, mm-hmm. Or maybe that you're going to have something that's a seafood or a white fish that you're going to do with a Chardonnay. And it's really about being able to taste the food, enjoy it individually, then have a little sip of wine, and then see how those flavors basically interact with each other to a wonderful experience.
It sounds like an incredible experience. You've already kind of laid out the vision of the setting, and now what you're actually going to do when you get there. It's an incredible thing, and I'm looking here on your website. Friends, you need to go to their website, WVV.com, Willamette Valley Vineyards. They won a Sunset Travel Award. It's incredible. Winner of the Sunset Travel Award, Best Vineyard Tasting Room Experience by Sunset Magazine. But moreover, they won last year, 2020, Best of the Willamette Valley in Vineyards. And that's an incredible award. And that's what we're talking about here today, is an opportunity to support them again, vote for them again. But if you've never been to a vineyard, why not make plans and reservations now to go? We're going to continue to talk with them as we go through this next half an hour. If you have a question and you want to join in the conversation, ask a question, give us a call, 503-589-1220. Maybe there's something you've always wanted to know about a wine. I know I have lots of questions yet to ask. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Enjoying this wonderful day with you. Thank you for tuning in. Want to remind you, there are a few things coming up on the calendar. Of course, April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And if you go by the Capitol, you'll see a tree filled with purple ribbons reminding us that we need to be aware and do what we can in our circle of influence and helping people understand the dangers of child abuse and being a part of the solution. And as a former foster mom and a foster adopt mom, it's really important that we keep our eyes and ears open to kids that might need an advocate in their lives. And then Liberty First University, of course, continuing on Wednesday nights at the River Church. This Friday, April 9th, Business Freedom Fellowship. If you own a business and you want to partner and network with other businesses that are trying to figure out how to reopen and negotiate some of the stuff that's been going on with the risk level high and then it's low and moderate and what to do, and again, how to be equipped to talk to our elected leaders and how to talk to our governmental authorities about how that's affecting, I encourage you to come and be a part of Business Freedom Fellowship Friday at 7 p.m. We're going to have cheesecake, so you need to register. Send me an email, stacy@kslm.news. I'll help you get registered. And then next week is the Capital City Republican Women. They're going to be having a meeting 1 to 3. If you are interested, you need to register by April 12th. Give them a call, 503-371-2322. And then I've talked about this already. The Parents' Rights in Education, they're holding the Safe School Summit April 24th. Make sure that you get registered for that. And again, any questions on any of these, give me a call or send me an email, stacy@kslm.news. And I am so excited to have Bill Cummings here, and we're talking about the Best of the Willamette Valley, presented this year by a wonderful Rick's Custom, and I got to get this right, Custom Decking help me out
fencing.
Here. Fencing, that's what it was. I got to have it right underneath my nose here. But, you know, it's neat, Bill, to have you here working with these businesses and alerting our community member of, you know, it's easy just to get in our habit. Like, we go to the gas station, we go to our favorite little restaurant, we go, you know, we're creatures of habit. But what happened last year with COVID, everything got upended, right? And so we're creating new habits and we're getting a broader awareness. The other thing that's happened with COVID is we're not allowed to go as much other places, right? Other countries and the traveling, everything's changed in our habits of how we even do spring break and all of that. And so you have a great idea. Let's talk about that a little bit.
my idea about Best Of.
Best Of.
Best Of the WillametteValley.com.
Yep. And what people need to do, they should take this little booklet out and your little guide and go and experience all these businesses, right?
Absolutely.
And then vote for them.
And this is a great time to engage with all the folks that are on the ballot. You can get to the ballot at bestofthewillametteValley.com. You can also look, be on the lookout for your favorite business. They'll have a vote for us shield, and so you can click on that. If you go on Instagram or Facebook, you can do that. You can also search for the hashtag BOWV, and that'll take you to the contestants. We have over 1,900 businesses that are participating this year, and that's up about 20% from last year. And our contest started pre-COVID, and then we did voting through COVID, and we did a reveal party, a drive-by in June. So we continued to figure out the ways to keep moving forward, and that's what we love about the businesses that we work with. And for us, we do contests across the country. We probably manage now about 40 contests. But this is our favorite. This is our hometown contest. We our offices are right in downtown Salem. All of our staff live and work here. And the one thing that I know that I have discovered is how to be a local tourist, how to stop for a minute and take in more. I've been to the vineyards, but it was for a meeting. I've never gone and experienced, so I'm going to become a local tourist. I'm going to spend weekends touring and getting to know more what our great area is known for, with restaurants and businesses. So Spence, tell us a little bit about, can you just swing by the winery, I've seen it on the 5 going south, and it's on the east side of the freeway, right?
It is. It's on the east side of the freeway right there, just past Enchanted Forest, right next door.
Have an enchanting experience right next to the
exactly.
forest.
Might want to get some wine before you go to the Enchanted Forest.
Maybe. Drop the kids off at Enchanted and then come and enjoy some wine.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, so we've got a myriad of ways you can come experience the vineyard. We always encourage people to come up. If you've never been to a winery, it's very approachable. We've got couple different experiences where you can come in and just have lunch and do a little bit of wine pairings, or you can make a reservation and do what we call a tour and tasting, which is $30, and you can get up to you and 6 people. And what you do is you go through with an experienced winery ambassador. They take you as a behind the scenes tour. So you actually get to see where the wine's bottled, where it's fermented in the barrels, see how our vines are growing, and then you sit down and enjoy a wine pairing with some cheese. And then you can, relax at the vineyard the rest of the day.
So now, like in Hawaii, there's local prices, right? And I've traveled quite extensively across the country, and I always ask what kind of Oregon wines. So I've seen Willamette Valley Vineyard wines go for upwards of $400 or $500 a bottle at really nice restaurants. It seems the further you get from Oregon, the more expensive. If I'm a local, is it going to be a $400 or $500 bottle of wine?
Absolutely not. We've got some really approachable wines that people can come out. One of our premier Pinots is our Estate Pinot Noir or our Whole Cluster Pinot Noir. And those are retail price around $24. And so you can come out and enjoy some wine. And then we've got some great white wines as well. Our Pinot Gris or Riesling is something that we take pride in as well.
Wow, that is far more affordable than, because it looks very sophisticated, and with sophistication usually comes, price. But with those stimulus checks, peeling off $30 to go, you still have over $1,000 left.
There you go. And I'm curious about this. Yes, I'm curious about people coming to you for your knowledge of creating a wine cellar and things like that. Do people come to you about those things? Because, they could be, with their stimulus money, building a wine cellar, right?
They do. We have people that come and they don't know anything about wine. And we love that. We love to educate and show that it's not this scary thing that everyone can't be a part of. But we give people suggestions on how a wine will age. If you were to, say, purchase a bowl sold a red, say a Pinot or a Cab, mm-hmm. and you bought it, say, in the 19 vintage, you could sell her that for, you know, 10 years and say that this was a special experience because it's about stories. You know,
right,
that's what
really
the wine
is.
Industry is about. Mm-hmm. You know, Jim Bourneau started Willamette Valley Vineyards in 1983.
Wonderful.
So if you think he planted those vines in 83 by hand, and to think what you're going to be enjoying and who you're enjoying it with. And so when you do break that bottle out, maybe 10 years from now, it brings back a memory.
Yeah, that's
now,
incredible.
We do have to disclose a warning. Once you have really good wine, you'll never want anything else.
Then you become a wine snob? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not a snob, but you discover your palate.
I would agree with you, Bill. Your palate definitely changes. It's been fun to see people who started off just drinking Pinot Gris, and now they're drinking Syrahs and Tempranillos and Cab Sauvs, and they would have self-admittedly say, oh, I'll never drink a bigger, bolder red. I'm a sweet wine person. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to see how your palate can change with the knowledge.
Well, it seems in Oregon, too, everybody is more aware organically and health-wise and stuff. Do you have people like, what's your healthiest wine?
It's all,
I mean,
you know,
is that the one that keeps
your mother-in-law away.
There you go.
Oh,
I mean,
it
seems like, you know, that anymore they're all like, well, wine's good for you, you know?
You know,
there's a health element to that.
There is. The French discovered it. You know, mm-hmm. the French cuisine is more fatties, butters, mm-hmm. You know, it's very heavy. So there's something called resveratrol, and it's in wine, and it's
yes.
a byproduct of wine. And so it helps with heart health.
Yes, it does.
So you hear sometimes doctors, if you have any cardiovascular issues, sometimes they'll suggest drinking one glass of red wine mm-hmm. a night, which resveratrol is something that's within the grape skins that helps with that. So
yes.
we promote that all the time. We're a healthy winery.
And digestion and all kinds of things. Those are the things I know a little more about than I did, you know, what the name of a wine is or what the whites do or the reds do. I'm looking at your website. It's a great website, by the way, and I encourage you to go and experience even the website because I think it'll make you want more. You have these little wine pods. Talk to me a little bit about that. They're darling.
We do. It was a team effort to come up with some innovative ideas, and it's called the Willamette Wine Pods.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do is you make a reservation for you and up to six friends, and you come out and you can enjoy in your own little bubble
mm-hmm.
A view of the winery in the elements and to feel safe and to enjoy that experience.
And that's not the one that's like you go up 100,000 feet.
And
that's
you're suspended
not,
in air. No.
Okay.
These are clearly grounded.
I just
grounded,
want to make sure. I like
grounded.
To be on the ground when I'm drinking wine.
It is beautiful, Anna. And just what I see here is just, it's epic, really. And what an experience.
It is. It gives Oregonians who love to be outside an opportunity to still be outside and be in the elements, but still feel the comfortability of being in indoor space. And we come out, we service you, we'll bring you wine and our delicious food. And then you get it for about a two-hour experience.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
and what a great way to celebrate. If you have a celebration coming up, if you want to do something special for mom, perhaps, that would be a great way if Mother's Day around the corner. And you have this little event in the fall, I believe it is, and I've heard rumor of this, where you actually let people like stomp on grapes, kind of the Lucille Ball thing, you know?
Exactly.
Talk to me about it. What's it called?
That's our premier event. It's our grape stomp.
Okay.
We've done it for, you know, over 30 years
mm-hmm.
Here at Willamette Valley Vineyards, and people get the chance to come out. They dress up in these costumes. We do a costume contest.
Oh, fun.
And you get to stomp the grapes to see who can create the most juice.
Oh.
And what we actually do is the winner of this competition, we send to the World Grape Stomp Championships.
Oh, my.
Which is in California. And we've had past winners come up very close to winning the entire thing. So we're very proud of our grape stomp event. And that's in late September.
Okay,
cool.
Bill, here's that. Something that you can put on your
me?
To-do list.
No. I'll go drink the wine.
There you go.
So it sounds like things are getting back to the new normal. It sounds like events are happening, dinners are happening, things are opening up. You see people feeling more comfortable. I would imagine, too, that there were a lot of people that put weddings on hold. And so how is that? Is there a surge coming back of, you know, people getting out of the house and back to getting married and all that kind of stuff?
We're definitely seeing that. I'm calling it the roaring 20s again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, and as, you know, the best of, and we really appreciate what you've done because
mm-hmm.
it gives people the opportunity to be, like you said, a tourist in your own city.
Mm-hmm.
But and also attracting people from out of state coming in. And we're seeing that people are booking further out. Mm-hmm. You know, with COVID, you've had to make more plans and more reservations, and we're seeing that come true this summertime. We've had to cancel last year, just as a lot of people, I think almost 16 weddings and events, which can take a hit. So now we've pivoted to innovative ways to where we can still have these type of events, have these type of functions, but, you know, in a safe environment. And we're seeing people with the weather change, and people are just excited to come out and enjoy life again.
How many employees do you all have? And if people are looking maybe to want to work, I want you to tell us a little bit about that when we come back from this break, all
right? Absolutely.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having a wonderful conversation. Oh, the best of the Willamette Valley. The voting has begun. Have you voted yet? Get involved today. We'll have more information after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
This morning.
Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. And today we're featuring the best of the Willamette Valley, presented by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking, which the voting is now open. You can go to votebowv.com. That's like the shortcut that I learned. And we have a wonderful link on our Facebook page too, friends, so that can help you. And I'm telling you, you have to go through all the categories because there's an incredible amount of businesses and they're super, super organized. I'm telling you, it's very easy to find your favorites and vote for them. And today we're featuring Willamette Valley Vineyards, and it's so good to have you here, Spence. And Bill, when we talk about featuring the winners from last year, and we talk about these experiences and these businesses who, you know, when you think about 1983, you said, is when this was birthed, this whole idea. And I was just a young girl here going to school in 83. I think I was at Judson Middle School and moved away in 89. So I haven't, you know, here I'm back as an adult and I'm excited to experience all that you say that you have to offer there. And we have some questions about some of the wines. Bill, you were asking some really good questions about, you know, the capacity. You can get cases of wine, you can get it by the bottle. All of those things are offered, right? If I drive up there, I can go home with whatever I need.
I heard about, you can be, this is my kind of club.
Mm-hmm.
So what, last week, Spence, we were talking about, you know, the perfect deck. For me, it's just figuring out where to sit. And now where to sit with my glass of wine. Mm-hmm. But before that, I would need to taste that. So tell me about this club that you're talking about.
Yeah, we're very proud of our wine club.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's an opportunity for people to come out and sign up for the club. And what that gets you is you get tasting every day that we're open for you and up to three friends. And it guarantees you to buy X amount of wine every other month, or we have certain clubs that are biannual or annual,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting a discount. So it's 20% off all of our wines. And you're only paying for the wine that you take home. And we're such a flexible club, too. You know, we have some that are say they only like sweet whites, or we have some that say they only like big cellared reds, or you can do a mix and match.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun. Our club members, our sole supporters, are really, really important for us to keep us going throughout these times and into the future.
Right.
Do the club members have the advantage of like a new release or a new year or like an I like Meritage wines, right? So, which is French for just it's all together. But do you? Is that part of the club?
They do. They have exclusivity to a lot of our new releases. We'll only release them to our club members for X amount of time before we release it to the public. They also get a lot of discounts on all of our events. It's always a discount on every event. We discount for our club members and for our different experiences. You know, when I talked about the tour and tastings, which is usually $30, a club member doesn't pay. So they get to do that for X amount of times during the year, or say a pairings dinner, they wouldn't pay the regular general public price. There's always discounts associated with being part of that club.
Well, so, the marketing part of me, Bill, is thinking, I'm just thinking of all the businesses that do meetings and seminars and bring people in and tour them in for their companies. What a great opportunity to be a club member. Then you can bring, in a sense, wine and dine your client, right? What a great setup. I love
that.
Yeah,
and if you're doing a corporate retreat where even if you're a local business, to get out of your environment, or to get people out of their homes. It's a great place to even start to re-entry of seeing people in person. Mm-hmm. So
what a way
get
to
out
get
of virtual
the,
and into reality.
Exactly. Get the creative juices flowing again,
absolutely,
if you will.
No pun intended.
I love it.
I had a question, and it's, a lot of times people say, I have a special wine thing, and isn't wine really meant to, if you buy a bottle of wine, you should take it home and consume it? I know that there are people that collect wine like they collect cars, but for the most part,
if we're serving it there, we want you to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really release a vintage until we know that it's got, peak drinkability. You can always cellar most of your reds if you'd like to be able to see how it ages in the bottle. But we always encourage people, if they're coming out, we want them to taste the wine there, maybe have a bottle and enjoy with some friends, and then take a case home to enjoy maybe over the next couple weeks.
So you don't sell a bottle of wine and say, don't open this for 8 years?
Absolutely not. We love for them to, mm-hmm. to be able to enjoy that right then. We've done all the science and art behind it to get it to where the beautiful wine will flow into your glass and for you to enjoy.
I love it. Here's a question. This might be a naive question, but we can buy the bottle of wines from you, but do you partner also in other areas, retail areas? Are you a reseller as well in other areas that sell wines and things like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. You'll see Willamette Valley Vineyards not only in our multiple tasting rooms, mm-hmm. But in restaurants within the area.
Mm-hmm.
We're placed in a lot of different restaurants throughout Salem and the state of Oregon, mm-hmm. And throughout the country. And then also grocery stores, Roth's or mm-hmm. Safeway, mm-hmm. and some of our more local grocery stores you can find. And definitely across the country, we can make able to ship.
Do you have the best of, like the one wine that's like the top everybody wants, can't get enough of?
Our whole cluster Pinot Noir is mm-hmm. what we're really known for,
mm-hmm.
And basically it's carbonic maceration, which is a scientific word, but Ooh. Basically means that the wine is fermented within the grape, and so it's the whole cluster that you ferment, where most of the time in the fermentation process, you crush the fruit, and then you get the juice, and that's what you ferment.
Incredible.
So our whole cluster Pinot Noir can be found in all of the different grocery stores and restaurants around here.
And that is different if you've had a lot of... I grew up in Central California, which is also another wine mm-hmm. region, and that's the crush.
Yep.
There's no. And when I went to a small vintner here, that was fascinating to see that it's almost mold, almost right, kind of the process where it's
definitely
and the wine is much smoother.
Mm.
I guess they call it tannins, or that leaves that little acidy aftertaste in the back of your throat. You don't see that with the Pinots.
You don't get it as much.
You're doing, yeah.
Absolutely. More medium bodied. And the Willamette Valley is known for its Pinots.
Yeah.
A lot of amazing wineries around here. I do suggest that you go and visit because you're going to try some of the best Pinots in the world. And you're getting people that are coming over from France, people that are coming over up from California, down from Washington. And the Willamette Valley is definitely on the map.
It's a destination. So if people are looking to be a part of your staff or your team as we move towards the summer, what's that process? Are you looking for help?
Absolutely. We mm-hmm. are always looking to grow. We have tasting rooms that are looking for tasting room associates. As we see the tourist season come, mm-hmm. we definitely increase our staffing capacities. You can either call the winery at 503-588-9463 and ask for our human resources department, or even email us at info@wvv.com. And we're starting the hiring process now for summer right now.
I would think that would be an incredible job. Not only would you learn about the wines, but you'd also learn about the people. And it's a win-win in my mind anyway.
And if you're of age, we mm-hmm. always offer a shift glass after every shift. So that's always an enticement.
We have that at our office.
Oh, my.
We can get you over there, Bill.
I want to be on that staff.
Well, I think we need to do a tour here, Bill. We need to set up maybe our next meeting can be there, huh?
I don't think we should do a live remote, though. It's a little slippery on the microphone.
It could be a little interesting, for sure. Well, I certainly appreciate your time today, and it's great to get to know you, Spence, and I look forward to visiting and getting to know your space and your experience, because I think we can share the experience and continue on. And friends, you want to make sure that you get out there and you vote for Willamette Valley Vineyards. and get involved with the Best of the Willamette Valley. Bill, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Stacy.
You both have a great day.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Bill.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, another wonderful day with you, our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. Remember, God bless you and God bless the USA.